The Guardian. The Travel Folk Tales for Kids series is supported by Airbnb.
Jack the Giant Killer. Cornwall is a land of myths, magic, and monsters. The Whooper of Senan Cove, Morgor the Sea Monster, the Beast of Bodmin Moor, the massive Teasy Quilkin, piskies that are really, really very small, and giants who are much, much bigger than piskies. And no giant was as fearsome and horrible as Cormoran, the giant of St. Michael's Mount. Across the water from the giant's castle lived a brave young lad called Jack and his parents. Everyone in the village of Marazion lived in fear when Cormoran waded across the causeway each night and rampaged through the countryside, stealing cows and sheep and children and eating them. Jack's dad sat at the kitchen table drinking beer for breakfast, like everyone used to in those days because the water was so filthy. "Oh, what are we going to do about him?" moaned Jack's mother as she deposited a big lump of pastry on the table. "Who?" said Dad, prodding the pastry sadly with a fork. Jack's mother loved to make pastry, so pastry is all they ever had to eat morning, noon and night. "The giant! He's going to take away everything we own, all our livestock and everything, until there's nothing left for us." Jack's dad pointed out that his rich aunts were visiting soon from Penzance and bringing a whole load of treasure which they had stolen from pirates for fun. But Jack's mum shook her head. "No, they won't. They've been snaffled as well on the road to the village. I told you this yesterday, remember?" "Oh, what? Both of them?" moaned Jack's dad, feeling befuddled. Mum flung herself down angrily onto the kitchen chair. "If only we had some heroes round here. I mean, other places have absolutely fantastic heroic types. Great big strapping knights roaming around the place on their horses, fighting dragons and everything with swords, then dashing back to Camelot in time for tea." Jack's mum pointed a furious finger out the window. "That giant needs to be stopped." The mayor of the village was going around nailing posters to every tree and the door of every house just then. He was accompanied by his cow, Farley, who was the fattest cow you've ever seen. "Hello, Jack," said the mayor, nailing up a poster and sighing. "I heard about your aunties and all your livestock. Tough luck." Jack nodded. "Oh, thanks. What's the poster about?" This was in the days when only very rich people went to school and learned to read, so Jack had to ask the mayor to read the poster out to him. "I'm going to give a reward to whoever can kill that rotten giant Cormoran for me," said the mayor. "I've absolutely had it up to here with all his galumphing across from that ghastly island of his in the middle of the night and gobbling folk up. Did you know he ate my wife?" Jack nodded thoughtfully. The mayor's wife had been almost as fat as the chief himself and his cow, so there'd have been plenty of eating on her.
"I've a duty of care to my villagers to put a stop to that stinky giant."
"Is he really stinky?" asked Jack.
"Oh, I have no idea," shrugged the mayor. "I've never been close enough to find out. If you've got any sense, you'll keep right away from the supersized greedy guts. What this place needs is a hero. Someone strong and fearless. But where are we going to find someone like that?"
Heroes weren't just fearless and strong, thought Jack. What heroes had to be above all else was clever. What was needed was a trap. Jack looked at Farley the fat cow. And what the trap needed was bait. Farley looked at Jack and gulped. It was in the middle of the night that Jack stole out of the cottage and down to the beach. At low tide, it was possible to walk across the causeway all the way to the island without getting more than your feet wet. The sand was gleaming in the moonlight as Jack stared at St. Michael's Mount and took a big, deep breath. On Jack's back was a massive piece of pastry that he'd pilfered from his mum's kitchen, like a kind of rucksack with crimped edges. It was filled mainly with chunks of fresh beef, as well as local Cornish delicacies and some lavender and some boiled sweets, because they smelled just like the old ladies that the giant liked to snack on. Maybe he'd found a use for his mum's pastry at last. Quickly, before he could have second thoughts, he ran onto the causeway towards the island of Cormoran. When he arrived, he set to work quickly, digging a great big pit. He worked through the night to make the pit deep enough before the sun rose. Jack covered over the mouth of the pit with grass and sticks to camouflage it. By now, dawn was creeping over the headland. "Oh, come on, come on," urged Jack, taking out his horn and blowing on it loudly.
"Wake up, Cormoran,"
cried Jack. And sure enough, Jack heard him storming out of his castle. He suddenly felt small and afraid.
"Oh, what have I done?"
The giant could smell the most delicious mixture of beef, hoggins, figgy hobbins, cuny, oggies, and boiled sweets wafting up from the beach.
"What's that?" he growled low down in his belly.
When he heard Cormoran's thunderous voice, Jack almost passed out with fear. He nearly turned and ran home, but he didn't. He blew another taunting note on his horn. The giant roared, and as he came within sight of the beach and the trap that Jack had laid for him, the sun rose over Cormoran's castle and enveloped the island in a brilliant flare, dazzling the giant. Jack watched in breathless horror as the blinded giant, who seemed as tall as the castle himself, wheeled his arms and lost his balance and toppled headlong through the sticks and grass and into the pit. There was a resounding silence. Jack peered over the edge of the pit. The giant lay there, ominously still. Jack gasped.
"I think I've killed him."
And later, when the mayor of Maritzion and all the village folk judged it safe enough to row across to the island in order to see what Jack had done, they confirmed that this was indeed the case. The giant, Cormoran, was dead, and Jack had killed him.
"Oh, my clever boy! But what did you do? Did you put sharpened spears in the pit for him to land on?
Or did you fill it with water? With hungry tigers?
Oh,
did you drop heavy rocks on his head?" It was none of those things. No, the giant had been killed by the world's very first Cornish pasty, which Jack had invented that very day. A giant Cornish pasty of death. Jack felt rather sad, even though his fellow townsfolk were jubilant.
"You've saved us," the mayor shouted. "You've saved us all, Jack."
Jack hadn't really meant to kill him, but kill him he had. And so Jack was called Jack the Giant Killer from that day on. The grateful villagers also gave him a sword and a belt upon which was inscribed, "This is the valiant Cornishman who slew the giant Cormoran." And it so happens that if you visit St. Michael's Mount today, you may find a rock that looks like it might be the stony remains of a giant's heart. And if you lean closely, you might even hear the distant sound
of it beating. And heavy footsteps, footsteps that once made the whole island shake.
The Travel Folk Tales for Kids series is supported by Airbnb. Where will your imagination take you? Search fairy tale family homes anywhere in the world at airbnb.com and get inspired for your next family adventure.
The Guardian.